Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trell. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trell.
And we got special guests.
Twin Bay.
Oh, yes. And you know what we got? We got to go fast. And you know why?
Sonic!
Sonic the movie.
That's right. We saw Sonic the movie. And you know what that makes this?
Awesome.
An emergency
episode.
Yeah, let's get this going. All right, time for jokes. Trail, you got a joke for us?
Yes. Why does Sonic always carry around a blanket?
I don't know. Why?
Because he eats too many chili dogs.
That's stupid. Okay. What do you call it when Mr. Eggman has to go to the hospital?
What?
Dr. Robot sick.
Now it's time for our favorite lines. Queen Bay, do you have any?
Yeah, this was my favorite line. How are you still alive? I have no idea.
That's a good one.
My favorite line is, I think that tank had a baby.
That was funny. I laughed at that part right there. Okay, so the thing that made me laugh was, hey, Dr. Stone. How about some rock reconnaissance? Oh, that was funny.
Now we are doing most valuable person. I think that Sonic is the most valuable person.
Okay, that's not a bad choice. Why do you think Sonic is the most valuable person?
Because he has powers. Powers, I tell ya. Powers.
Yeah, that's a good reason for him to be the most valuable person. What about you, Trail? What you think?
The person who had the least amount of time in the movie. The owl.
Okay, so the owl did a good job of kind of keeping Sonic safe.
Protected Sonic.
And raised him since he was a baby. So good job. Good job on that, Sonic. Good job on that. But the most important person in this whole movie, the most valuable person in this whole movie, is Dr. Robotnik.
Okay, I see why.
Because if it wasn't for Robotnik pushing Sonic to the limits and pushing them to the edge, they would have never gotten to the place to where he was able to harness his power and it become the true Sonic that he was. And so, even though he was the bad guy, and I don't even really think he was a bad guy, but we'll come back to that later on in the area. But I think the most valuable person, Dr. Eggman.
I agree with that. I'm not sure I want to say this because I didn't think they were the MVP of the whole movie, but they were like the MVP of a certain part. The little girl.
Oh, yes. JJ or JoJo, whatever her name was. Yeah, yes. She gave Sonic the shoes. That was an excellent move right there. I love that part. I love that part. All right, so now it's time for the MVL. So, Queen Bey, who is your most valuable loser in this movie?
Dr. Robotnik.
And why is that?
Because Sonic just put a portal in front of him that he didn't even see. That's like so lame.
That was pretty lame. He should have seen that coming. Okay, Trev, what about you?
Sonic.
Okay, and why Sonic?
None of this anything would have ever happened. He wouldn't be tracked down by Robotnik if he would have listened to the owl. Don't you just run around using your powers and disobeying the owl. They are wise. Wise. And that hedgehog. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. My most valuable loser is the lieutenant cop, because he was wilding the whole movie. He stole donuts. He was out there shooting at Robotnik with the gun. He was just, he was funny. He was hilarious, but he wasn't doing nothing at all. Like, he's like, if I think if Kowalski left the area, he wouldn't have had nothing to be able to do his whole life. They would have probably like burned the city down somehow. Like, it would have been bad. All right, so now it's time for best costume. Queen Bey, what do you think?
The owl.
The owl? Why do you like that costume?
Because it's so majestic.
It was really majestic. I liked the chest armor piece, whatever. It was kind of shiny and everything like that. I thought that was pretty cool, too. Trev, what you think?
My favorite and least favorite were Sonic.
Okay.
The new design was awesome. The other one, what were they thinking?
Oh, so we're talking about, like, okay, so this is kind of like, I guess, like an into the fun fact kind of area a little bit. Okay, so yeah, we do got to definitely like the older Sonic situation, in which they had to redo the thing because everybody saw the original Sonic and it looked like hot garbage, like that was on fire, like flaming fire garbage. But thankfully they changed it up and they did a great job in the upgrading, so that was a good job. My best costume has to go to good old Doc Robotnik, because the dude's suit was clean. The black suit with the red inlays on it and everything like that. Come on, man. That you cannot tell me that wasn't an awesome suit. You can't tell me that wasn't an awesome suit.
I agree.
Yeah, I know. Everybody agrees.
Now it's time for our favorite settings. Talix, do you have any?
Okay, so my favorite setting is, even though it's not called that, it's Green Hill Zone. The original Green Hill Zone that he was in when he was a little kid, like the kind of where he was running around in the loop-de-loops and all that stuff, because that was the actual Green Hill Zone from the very first Sonic and everything like that. So that place in itself was my favorite setting in the movie, even though we were only there for like maybe a minute.
Okay, so my favorite setting was in Dr. Robotnik's lab.
That was a pretty cool lab.
Dancing party.
Da-da-da-da. My favorite part was the mushroom place.
It looked like it stinked.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
it tastes delicious, too.
Probably does.
Well, at least Dr. Robotnik can hang out with the fun guys.
Yeah, it didn't work in the movie, and it's not working here.
We're gonna talk about our favorite scene. My favorite scene is where Sonic gets all electric up and then starts going into a giant ball and then blasts at Dr. Robotnik.
Okay, that was a pretty cool scene. I like that. Trev, what you got?
My favorite scene is the exact same setting, dance party scene.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Like, he was inside the thing. And then did you see the part where he had, like, the little T-Rex that was coming up behind him and it, like, ate his head and he, like, did the little head move to where, like, his head got ate?
And it's like, I have a latte.
Oh, yeah. My favorite scene in which, okay, growing up, Sonic was, like, when I was your age, Bailey, that's when Sonic first came out. So I was a little kid when Sonic first came out. And so I was playing it when I was little. And to be able to see stuff that kind of like reminded me of like the 90s and 80s movies. And there's one thing that you don't see too much nowadays, which is the big bar fight to where everybody's at the bar or at the motorcycle bar. And then everybody just gets into a big fight and starts punching everybody. So like that was a real cool kind of like a throwback to like my childhood of seeing like a lot of the movies that we saw when we was kids. So I like that scene. And also it was basically like a Quicksilver scene too, because he was able to do all the different stop stuff time. And move. Yeah, basically stop time and do all that stuff. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Now it's time for That Don't Make No Sense. Something that I thought didn't make sense was why you put a hedgehog quill that had electricity in it in your mouth.
Yeah, that one's smart.
Is that even sanitary?
No, it is not. You probably get all kind of hedgehog germs.
Well, mine was that, how is the hedgehog talking? Like, was he born talking? Was he living talking? Was he anything talking? That don't make no sense.
Okay, I can see that. All right, the thing to me that doesn't make sense is why would Sonic go to the mushroom place? That place just seems like it would suck. Like, just go to any of the other planets. Like he didn't have to go to the mushroom place. He just thought he had to. And I'm like, your map still had other places you could have went to. Go to the other places. Or you could have probably just went back home.
You could go to Mario's place.
Yeah, why not? I mean, wait a second. Now that you say that, do you think that was a shout out to Super Mario? Because Mario had a world where it was a whole bunch of mushrooms and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
What if Dr. Robotnik teams up with Wario?
That would be a wild sequel.
Find their way back, and then Sonic gets captured, and then he gets destroyed.
Okay, then.
We're gonna see about that. That's gonna be an interesting thing to follow up with.
Funny scenes now. Trevor, what part of the scene do you think was funny?
Something that I thought was funny was when Sonic, the pitcher Sonic, he just rolled his eyes and said, "I just can't with this guy."
That was pretty funny. Queen Bey.
My part when it was like,
oh, so he's like, oh, so y'all have just like the whole baseball scene is what y'all thought was funny. Yeah, it was a pretty funny scene overall. The scene that I thought was super funny was when he was talking to the general and he was just like, "So Sergeant, what is your name?" And then he was like, "So my name is, your name is insignificant. It doesn't matter what your name is." And it just like reminded me of The Rock from wrestling. So that was hilarious to me. Alright, so now time for our segment of Now That's Smart. Queen Bey, what's something you thought was smart in the movie?
That Sonic used his ring to send Dr. Robotnik to another dimension.
Okay, that was pretty smart. I think I like that one. Trev?
Something that I thought was smart was... was stopping time. You can just do that. You don't have to try and just charge up and run around a room 50,000 times. No, you just stop time, and it's awesome.
Okay, I can see that. The thing I thought was smart was making... I'm just talking about just kind of like so far as like a decision for what they picked. I think the smartest thing that they did, other than just going back and editing the way that Sonic looked, because that was number one smart thing. The number two smart thing was getting Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, because he was hilarious the whole movie. And I don't think that anybody else could have done the job that Jim Carrey did and make this movie pretty funny, like pretty hilarious, really. All right, now it's time for I Need That. Trev, what's something that you need that was in the movie?
Something that I need is Sonic super speed.
That would be pretty cool, but I think it would hurt a lot if you ran into something.
I know, but if he's fast enough to stop time, wouldn't that mean he's also fast enough to phase through objects?
I don't know if the Speed Force powers work in this situation.
The Flash exists?
The Flash, at least the Flash comics exist. We don't know if the Flash truly exists in this universe, but that was a nice connection. Queen Bey, what about you?
I want Robotnik's beard or mustache.
That mustache was pretty wild, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thing that I said I need in the movie would be Robotnik's hand, gloves. Like the gloves that he was able to utilize to control the drones and stuff like that, to be able to do the hand motions. That would be so awesome to be able to do that, or to be able to interface. Like, he basically had Friday or Jarvis, depending on which movie we're looking at, to be able to utilize, because that's what he did to play the music that he did the dance party with. He was able to use, like, the screen interface like that. So, I want the gloves.
Now it's time for our debate. Do you think it was smart for the aunt to be tied up or to let her call the police?
To be tied up.
For me, I think she should have arrested Sonic.
And no, she should have just been tied up. Because come on, like you're gonna let her go free? She was acting crazy the whole movie. Like, she didn't even like Tom at all the entire movie. She was trying to get her sister to divorce him. She was just being mean for no reason. Tom was a chill dude. He was a good dude, trying to do everything he could. He helped pay for his wife's colleges and all that stuff. So he was a good dude. So why do you want to get him arrested by the government?
You see, if he's a criminal, and they're having the top of the line government after him, and Sonic, then there's nothing you can do, and you have a superpowered hedgehog, so you could just be done with the situation, and then Sonic be so fast he can just stop time, get it, and y'all can both leave. Y'all just don't have...
Okay, so we've both seen all kinds of action movies, right? And we see what happens whenever there's somebody that's near the crazy thing that happens. You think that the government is going to just let them go and not keep them in a lab just to try to figure out what they know about Sonic? That's exactly what they're going to do this whole time.
I know, but what do they know about Sonic? He's blue, he's a hedgehog, and he is faster than you.
That's true.
That's all.
And he's faster than the S team.
That's true. But what's going to happen is, it's very simple. They're going to call them. They're going to say, okay, yeah, we're going to let you go. Just come and talk to us for a couple of seconds. As soon as they come talk to us, then ching, 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 they're all locked up and they ain't never getting out again. And then also, you had, because at that time, Sonic was knocked out. So had they called the police, they would have caught Sonic too.
Yeah, but if they caught Sonic, then what could he have done? He could have woke up. He could have... Never mind, I'm not sure if he can phase or not.
No, so we don't know if he can phase, so he could have been stuck in there. And then he would have been dissected and experimented on by Robotnik until the end of time. Well, until the end of somebody's time.
Okay, then. I lost.
Yeah.
No, you've been debating the lost part.
That's right. Sit down. Crisscross applesauce. Because you lost. Boom. Alright, so now it's time for the thread. And I think that the thread of the movie was simply build up friendships and don't run away from your problems. I think that a lot of the things that Sonic encountered throughout his life were solved by, like, developing those friendships of the people that were close by to you, because you sometimes, when you don't realize that you got people that's there to support you, then you kind of try to do stuff by yourself, but everybody needs help. Like, everybody, even if you're a super fast blue hedgehog, you can need help from other people. And working together with other people allows you to get the things done that you need to do. And I think that also running away from your problems is one of the worst things that you can do also, because if you keep running away from stuff, you'll never, ever get anything done. And so being able to stay, okay, I want to get this done, so let me take the steps that I need to take to get to where I need to go. And if you can do that, then you'll put yourself in a good position to be able to take care of stuff. And so the thread I feel today is that you build up relationships, make friendships, make plenty of friends, have fun, and don't run away from the issues, because the issues are always going to be there, right? Because he kept running away the whole life, his whole life, his whole life. And he still ended up with the same situation until he stopped and took a stand and said, okay, I'm going to take a stand and do what I got to do. That's when he was able to not have to run no more. And that's when he was able to find his home. So that's the thread for this one. All right, time for super upgrades. Queen Bey, what's something that you would have upgraded in the movie?
I want to upgrade even faster than Sonic the Hedgehog already is.
Okay. So you wanted to have him be able to run even faster, or kind of like show him do something even moving even faster than he was?
Yeah, and to make whatever he touched really fast. Oh. Like if he was on a motorcycle, when he touched it, it went really fast.
So we got basically kind of put the energy into the motorcycle and kind of like speed it up some? Okay, that kind of would be pretty cool. That would be kind of cool. Trev, what's an upgrade you would like to see?
An upgrade I would like to see, because this would make me have an even bigger ball watching this movie if Sonic was an actual ball more, because I can only think of about three times he was an actual little hedgehog ball.
Okay.
And when he was, if he's going to hit something like big, not just like, oh, I'm going to hit a tank. That's nothing. Hit a whole building or something. Jeez.
I think that the upgrade that I would have liked to see was to have him do more world traveling when he was using his rings. Like, he jumped from America to France to Egypt, you know.
To China,
yeah. But I think that in that situation, the best thing to do would be to give him to be able to go everywhere. So I would, like, let him run through the under the ocean. Let him run on the moon. Like, just like something crazy. I think that would have been an awesome upgrade to the movie.
On the moon?
Yes, on the moon.
Wouldn't that, unless he's moving to...
I just said the ocean. So we gonna argue about the moon?
Yes!
It's harder to run underwater without water just splashing out of everything. It's easier just to run straight across the moon.
You can't run because of zero gravity.
It's not zero gravity. It's just reduced gravity.
Very reduced gravity.
About 1/4 is about, but you can still run. It's awkwardly run, and I think it will be like a funny segment to where it's just kind of like running in slow motion on the moon.
I know, but how would Sonic... Do hedgehogs have different...
Hedgehogs don't talk, so...
Okay, then. You have a point.
Exactly. All right, so now it's time for Rated or Hated. So, Queen Bey, between 0 to 5 rings, what do you give Sonic the Hedgehog?
100.
Okay. What about you, Trev?
I give it as close to a 5 as I can get. I'm not giving it a 5 just because I wish we got to see more of the actual crazy looking mustache. Instead, it looked like one of those groomed.
Right.
And his hair, take less care of your hair, dude.
Okay, I can see that. I think that I would give it a 4. Just a solid 4. It was a real good movie. I liked it. It had a whole bunch of call-outs and throwbacks, of which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But it was a real good movie. A solid movie. And I really liked it. And to be honest with you, if we're talking about video game movies, Sonic the Hedgehog is up there with Mortal Kombat, the original Mortal Kombat movie, which is a pretty awesome video game movie. So it's up there. Good job, guys. All right, now it's time for fun facts. Queen Bey, you got anything?
Yes. When Gotta Go Fast is what you said in the movie, and it's a song on Sonic X.
That's true. When a song gets theme song, it's Gotta Go Fast. Trev, what you got?
Well, I'm not saying this is a fun fact, but I noticed something in the movie. He is reading The Flash. Someone fast reading The Flash. And then the stopping time. And like you said earlier, talking about Quicksilver, let's flip to the DC universe one more time and look at Shazam. In one of the songs that was playing while they were doing their thing on YouTube was the song that was playing
Stop Me Now by Queen. That was an excellent song choice. Okay, so a lot of fun facts that we had in the movie. The name of the place, Green Hill Zone, was the name of the first stage in Sonic. At the end of the movie, when they were in Green Hill Zone, the theme for Green Hill Zone was playing. So there was that. Sonic was able to do a lot of things. He was able to, whenever he was in the hotel, he was leaning on the balcony. Not the balcony, but on like the edge of one of the things. It was his edge animation from the game where he's like, if you stand on the edge, where he kind of like leans over the edge. When they shot the missiles at him, the thing that comes up when you stand still for too long, to where he's kind of like tapping his shoes and looking at his watch, like that comes up.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was so many throwbacks to the movie, to the games. It was brilliant. Even Sonic at the end when he beat Robotnik, it was classic. How do you beat Robotnik? You jump and you turn into a ball and you hit the machine. Like, it was classic. Classic thing. And oh, we got some sequel information. Or what I would propose to be a sequel information. Now, the things that were chasing him at the beginning of the movies, at the movie, do you guys, any of you guys recognize what those were? Come on now.
I don't get it. I feel like I know what it is. I'm not gonna guess though.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what it is. They were echidnas. And who are echidnas? Knuckles. Oh. Knuckles the Echidna. So it's going to be something that we're going to see in the next movie. So I think that that's where the movie is going in the next situation, where Dr. Robotnik is going to somehow get to the Echidna planet and send Knuckles after Sonic. I think that's what we're going to get. Or maybe Knuckles comes out after Robotnik goes to the place and he's like, well, we need some help. And he brings Sonic back to the place to get some help. And so maybe that'll allow Sonic to have, it's a lot of different stuff. And then the guy that plays Tom, he's often in a whole bunch of different movies with animated animals and stuff like that. Reason being, another favorite movie of Queen Bey, Hop. He played the main character right there along with E.B. So, this movie has a ton of shout-outs, had a ton of things. I just wish that I would have got a good old-fashioned Sega. That would have been the top icing on the cherry on top.
I have something that I don't think is a fun fact. It definitely is not. This is just something that I thought would be funny. You see how Sonic is blue. His hair is spiky. And there was a whole bunch of lightning and he was charging up in the moment. Super Saiyan blue. That was the first thing I thought.
Yeah, but Sonic came before Super Saiyan blue. So you could say it's supersonic blue. All right, so we don't have too much news. We got this one special Black History episode that we're going to, well, not even a Black History episode, but a Black History Month episode we're going to be doing within the next week and everything. We're going to release that, have that going out to you guys. We're going to be working on some different stuff, some projects, some different YouTube things, some different crafting things that we got going on. And so we are really happy that you guys are here with us. We really had a great time, and this was a movie that was specifically for Queen Bey. She loves the Sonic the Hedgehog games and Sonic the Hedgehog TV shows, and so we definitely had to see the movie and had to have Queen Bey as a special guest for us. So thank you for coming on, and we really appreciate that. As always, hit us up on our Instagram at Hero Talk TT. Or hit us up on Twitter at HeroTalk1, the number one. Or hit us up in our store with the Teespring stores, which is Hero Talk. All the links to everything is in the description. Remember, like, share, subscribe, leave a nice comment. Let us know that you love us and how everything's going. Or shoot us an email. Let us know what you wanted to talk about. Or it is at herotalktt@gmail.com. As always, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
With special guests.
Queen Bay.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
And we gotta go fast.